One minute you laughing, next moment you crying. These are the Tales from the Grind with Erica and Corey.
Welcome back to Tales from the Grind. I'm your host, Erica Harvell. I'm here with Mr. I Am Corey Bill Singer. Say what's up, Corey.
What's going on, everybody? Mr. Grind is himself. Talk to us, Erica.
Well, we're here with the craziness that's happening in the world today. And never thought that in my lifetime that I would see anything like this. Like, you see it on TV.
Right.
Never thought that I would live it.
I didn't think we was going to live it this soon. But I'm not surprised. If you really paid attention to Hollywood tell you what's going to happen 10, 15 years ahead of time. Like, if you ever look at the movie Demolition Man or just Total Recall, right?
There's a new show called Containment. Have you seen that show?
Yes, I have.
Yep. It's everything that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing about it is, like, you know, people make fun of conspiracy theorists, but the crazy thing about it is,
It's happening now.
It's happening right before our eyes. And then they don't know where it came from. They're saying it came from the sea, or it came from a laboratory where someone concocted this thing.
They said this guy out in China. I don't want to sound like Trump, but this guy out in China bit off a head of a bat.
What?
I haven't heard that one. That's really how they said it's because the COVID-19 in its DNA, it has animal DNA. So that's how they're trying to.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
It's so funny that you mentioned his name because, I mean, he really live yesterday said people are dying who have never died before.
I know. That's 2020 for you. People are dying who never died before. But clearly must be an afterlife.
That's the best quote of Trump.
That's the best quote ever.
Man, I was reading the comments and somebody said, man, dude is missing a chromosome. That was too funny.
I would love to be one of his speech writers, would just be, because you know he's going to go off the rip.
Man, yeah, he does what he wants to do. But lo and behold, here we are, and small businesses everywhere are having to figure out, you know, a new plan.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was looking at a bakery here in Nashville that's, like, they get 400 visitors a day. Mm. And they were trying to stay open, and they had to give in to the quarantine yesterday just simply because they said that, you know, it's becoming overwhelming. And so they had to close their doors and figure out a new business model, which is what a lot of businesses are doing at this moment. They're trying to figure out a new business model because we're expecting this to last for at least 6 months.
Yeah, at least 6 months for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you're not thinking about, you know, creating new strategies or a new business model for how you can get to your customers, then you're going to be behind because this isn't something that's going to go away in 2 weeks.
It's not. And, you know, don't let your arrogance get the best of you. This is the time to unbridle your pride. And really, if you're a small business owner, go back to your notebooks when you went to the seminars, the workshops, the notes, and understand that how you have to rededicate your life to business now if you want to still be successful.
Be successful.
Yeah.
So, like, one of the main tips that investors are sending out, Sequoia sent out a what they call RIP Good Times. And this is something that they have sent out to all of their portfolio startups back when the housing market, the bubble bursted with the housing market. And they said they send this out every time there's a recession coming. Every time, you know, the market is getting ready to change drastically. They just dust it off and send it out for the new.
Yeah, when the market corrects. So basically, almost outside of this market being the best ever in the stock market, every 7 to 8 years, they're probably sending this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they call it RIP Good Times. And basically, the first thing that they were saying to do is to make sure that you have at least 1 year of runway. So as a small business, you want to make sure that you have at least 1 year of operating capital, cash flow in the bank. Without that, it's going to be very difficult for you to survive. And they're saying that, you know, a lot of these large organizations who don't have enough cash to survive this won't be around this time next year.
So this is the era where cash is king.
Cash is king right now.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Which, if you think about it, the government is basically putting a pause on all things credit, right? Like saying, hey, don't charge them interest on credit card payments or student loan payments. It's all about cash.
And pretty soon they're going to freeze credit. And most people don't.
Yeah.
They don't believe the government is going to do that.
Yeah.
But pretty soon they're going to freeze credit. And that's why they're telling you as well, you know, as those former D-boys talk about it, man, get that shoebox money. You're going to have to put some cash, you know, you're going to have some cash in your house as well. Because you might not be operating on the debit card or you might do things digitally from your telephone. But other than that.
Yes.
You're going to need cash. So you got to have at least 1 year. So this is the time. This is the perfect time to organize, to go back to your client base, to do some follow-ups, you know, in order to try to get revenue right now before it really hit the fans, because we're really at the tip of the iceberg of what's happening with this pandemic.
Yeah, but right? the main thing is you want to make yourself relevant, you know, at this time. And so think about what it is that you're offering your clients and make yourself relevant. You're going to be able to, you know, gain loyalty with your clients if you can support them during this time. And so kind of go back to the drawing board and figure out, like, how am I relevant to my clientele, to those prospects that you have, that you've been having on hold? Go back to them and, you know, kind of speak to them to how can you help them get through this time? How can you help them still connect to their revenue, to their client base? It's what you need to be thinking about at this moment. Now, to make sure that you have that operating capital, that what they're telling us to pay attention to is to, one, eliminate all spending on entertainment and meals. So if you would normally go out and to coffee dates to, you know, meet with clients, try to move those to virtual, to Zoom. Any gifts that you would normally send out to attract clients, sees all that right now. Email is king. Email is the most powerful form of marketing. So kind of rely on that.
Yep. Yeah,
rely on that right now. Those subscriptions, those educational subscriptions that you're subscribing to teach you how to market, to teach you how to do financial projections, to pitch and all that stuff, kind of go back and pause all of that at the moment. A lot of companies are offering their resources for free for the next 60 days. I'll post some of that stuff in the Twin Day group chat later on today. We're getting bombarded with a lot of companies who are saying, hey, you can access our courses for free for the next 60 days to teach you how to
awesome.
Get through.
Yeah,
teach you how to get through this marketing. Marketing is going to change, guys. The way you market is getting ready to change. The tone of your content needs to change. It needs to be more supportive. At this time, and again, focus on how you can be relevant, make yourself relevant to solve your target customer's problem at this point in time.
Well, they said during the recession, this is where heroes and millionaires are made, mm-hmm. you know, and I think some of the greatest motivational speakers, the Les Browns, Jim Rome, says that the type of value you bring to the marketplace will dictate the type of revenue you're going to earn as a company. So you guys got to understand, a lot of small business owners, they are panicking right now. You may see a lot of people, what we call the young guys, call capping on Facebook, meaning that they act like everything is all right, under control. Many are not. So definitely, if you have some innovative ideas for your market base, your marketplace that you serve in, this is the time to stand out. But another thing I recommend outside of doing that, being lean, as Erica stated, organizing, this is also the time is to block out the noise, declutter.
Block out the noise. First off, don't panic.
Yeah, don't panic.
Do not panic. When you panic, you make big decisions that won't necessarily help you. So don't panic. We want you to be smart. We want you to take breaths. And do not panic. And as Corey was saying, go ahead, what you were talking about, like the lean planning.
Declutter. This is the time to declutter. You know, I want you guys to use this time as an opportunity to reset. Reset, most importantly, We were just talking about this before we went live.
Just organize,
declutter, and bring value to the marketplace. Right now, what you're seeing, what I see on Facebook, even with a lot of small business owners, there's a lot of shaming going on. There's a lot of condescending rhetoric going on. So please, I recommend that you block out that noise. Now, another thing that I want you guys to do as well, don't be so quick to buy all these stocks. I know the stock market is down. I know you hear the cliche that this is the time you can become a millionaire by buying stocks. But if you don't have at least 3 to 6 months of personal reserves, emergency funds put up, you should not be focusing on buying stocks right now. The stocks ain't going, they're not going anywhere.
Now, he is a financial
educator.
Insurance broker. Industry, so I can't talk to you about stocks.
If you got the capital, this is the perfect time. If you have the capital, if you have a good emergency fund, if your business is still cash flowing, then yes, go buy the stock. The stock is, money is on sale. Definitely do it. But if you're penny pension, if you're still paycheck to paycheck, if you're still commission to commission check, this is not the time to buy stock. This is the time to get your finances in order.
Make sure you have enough cash flow.
So do that. The recession is supposed to be here. They said September, October. More companies are unfortunately going to fall under. But there's going to be other opportunities to buy stock, you know. So don't rush into doing that right now.
So it's so funny because I remember posting in the Black People Making Moves group back in December. A friend of mine told me that one of his bankers told him that a recession, you know, was coming down the line.
Yeah.
And so you just, you know, kind of touched on that and said that a recession was coming in September. Like, are you saying, like, because of what's happening right now?
No, the recession is here. We've been in the recession really since, what's this, March? Last year we was in a recession. But if you pay attention to media, you pay attention to history, you never really bring up the word recession until either the Democrat party, whatever party that's not in office, firing their candidate. So now, since it's up to Biden and Sanders, now you hear the word recession, right? Okay. You're going to always hear recession during the time, typically during the second term of the president. So it's not shocking that you're hearing it now, but we've been in recession for quite some time. Those of us that pay attention to the markets, that's in the industry, we already knew that. But what I'm saying is that the recession is when they're saying it's going to go all the way up into September, October. So I don't want folks rushing out buying stock. I don't want panic shopping. Don't panic shop.
Okay.
Sit back, organize, declutter, block out the noise. And another thing I recommend that you do, get a good support system. I don't think we talk about that enough. This is the perfect time to build your tribe, especially those that's in your industry, because you can this is a good time to start masterminding.
Yeah, a lot of people's circles are probably going to change after this.
Because, absolutely.
Like, the type of people that you need around you right now are people who have been through something like this. And I'm so grateful for the mentors that I have, because a lot of them have actually had to, keep their business surviving during 9/11.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And so, you know, you want to be around, people who have had to operate and make, you know, quick decisions.
How they get out of the crisis. What do they do? You know, this is the perfect time to follow the leader.
Yeah.
So if you do have an investor, if you do have a mentor that's being successful and they're not panicking, this is the perfect time to have. I have a former business partner. She used to always say, operate under a student mentality. Mm-hmm. This is the time you need to be a student of the game, right? You know, so you can know what next steps to take. But what's some other advice that your mentors gave you as well, Erica?
Well, one of the main things that they're saying is kind of do an assessment right now and kind of say to yourself, okay, have I lost? What are our losses up until now? Like, have we lost any revenue since the COVID-19 crisis?
Okay.
And then so, like, we're in Nashville, so we just had a tornado too. And so
we
have that on top.
That's
of,
a double whammy,
you know,
yeah.
A double whammy. So you want to kind of look to see, you know, what were your losses, and then make adjustments from there. So if you have employees, and, you know, you may have to kind of shift some of the work. I hate to say lay off anybody because we don't want anybody to lose their jobs, and the goal, you know, is to try to keep everybody employed, which is why I believe the SBA is offering low interest loans right now for a subset of cities. Like Tennessee is
one of them. No, Nashville.
No, Nashville's not on there.
It's not on the list. Even with the tornado, it's not on the list.
Not on the COVID. COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
COVID-19. So, okay. You know, Tennessee's not on that list right now. But at this moment, you have to do what you have to do to make sure that, you know, you'll be around, your business will be around at this time next year. And so if that means taking a look and inventorying what you actually need from your employees, and if you have any access employees, unfortunately, it's time to let that access.
You might have
go.
To let.
You
hey,
have to let that go so that you can survive. If you don't have at least a year's worth of operating.
Charles Darwin said the best, man. The survival of the fittest. I mean, this is not personal. You have to survive.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like Lisa Nichols said, man, the best time you're really only supposed to give through your overflow.
Right.
If you don't have overflow, you know. I know some people have a different moral compass. And certain things they believe in. So I'm not going against anyone moral compass. If you still could give, if you don't have, hey, do what you need to do. But but if you're trying to get in this business, still win, still be here, you're going to have to make some difficult decisions. And that's part about being
that's
just business. Yeah,
and that's the part that I don't like, honestly, because you know I just want to help everybody.
Absolutely.
But when it gets to the point of, you know, whether or not you can make payroll, then you know you can't. And I mean, there are some businesses out there who are telling restaurant owners, hey, don't pay us rent. Keep your staff on board and pay your staff. And that's amazing. If if you're able to do that, by all means, please do that. But you have to think about your business, because then, you know, maybe, you know, once all of this is over and the market resets, then you can begin to, you know, hire them back or hire more people. But the goal is to make sure that you survive, that the small business.
That's the number one goal, that you survive and that your family survive.
Yeah.
But that's another thing, too. One of my mentors told me as well that one of the things that you might want to do is you might want to sit down and write down a list of skills that you have, because you may have to move into another industry. You may have to,
or you may be inspired. You may get an idea.
You might get an idea. Right.
Right now, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you should be trying to figure out, man, what problems have arrived because of COVID-19?
Right.
We're all experiencing something that's new with this quarantine. Can you create a service? Can you create, you know, a product that if a quarantine had to happen again, or all of a sudden you notice the problem that nobody else was noticing, that you know, the social distancing has made relevant, can you create a service, you know, to solve that
to address
problem?
That issue, to address it, because a lot of issues going to come up. But that's the reason why I said, you know, write down your skill set. What are other skills that you have that can be a benefit to the marketplace right now? I know, like for my industry, a lot of us, we, instead of us going door knocking or setting appointments, you know, our industry, we're doing a lot of telesales. A lot of my deals lately for the past week has been done over the telephone, done over Zoom, video conferencing, making insurance sales that way. So being, you know, find out if you may need to shift to a recession-proof industry. Another thing as well, if you're young, if you're healthy, if you don't, if you feel like you could take on this COVID-19, I'm not suggesting that you do. But you know, Amazon is hiring. You know, if you need constant income coming in, you may have to really work 16-hour days, 8-10 hours with
these
your business.
Delivery places are getting ready to be the main.
Yeah, the main way of doing it. Yeah. So you know, I'm telling folks, you got to unbridle your pride.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to unbridle your pride. You're gonna have to get out there and go get it, because you got to understand that your fellow man, your next man, they're doing the same thing. You just ain't going to be able to call everybody up and say, hey, I need some assistance, because they're doing the same thing. And if you have millionaire mentors, you know, that you could call. And it's only a few mentees that they may can help,
right?
Because they got to worry about their family, their businesses, things of that nature. So this is definitely
and
the
everybody don't have those mentors.
Everybody don't have those mentors. We're blessed to have the Lees and the Bills and folks come in, right?
But even then, you know, they're going through crisis.
Absolutely.
Too. So like they may not even have cash flow to say, here, let me float you some cash until you. You know, until
get it back.
All of this is
right,
over.
Right.
But it was, you know, one more thing that I was going to say. So, like, the other day I was on in Messenger, I was having a conversation, and somebody had mentioned that, you know, Uber is completely dead at the moment, like Uber and Lyft, because people aren't really going out. And so, a lot of people were, you know, making their money doing that. And so, if you're not able to, you know, make your money from Uber and Lyft at the moment, kind of think about switching over to like maybe Postmates or DoorDash.
Well, you can do Uber Eats.
Or Uber Eats.
Or then switch over to Uber Eats. Yeah, I don't think Lyft has a platform for that. But you could definitely do Uber Eats. That way keep you safe. And they got parameters set up to where you didn't even have to hand the food to them. You could just drop the food up at the door. Check the deuce.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. If you've been driving for Uber, if you've been driving for Postmates, if you've been driving for DoorDash, repetition has taught you something. You know where their weaknesses are. In this moment, you can create your own delivery service.
You sure can. Absolutely.
Sit down and figure it out.
Get your Bill McCleskey on.
Get your Bill McCleskey on, yes. Because that's exactly what he did. And they say the best entrepreneurs create startups from industries where they already have experience. So if you've been out there driving for Uber and Lyft and Postmates and DoorDash, and you know that our neighborhood is going to need delivery drivers, hey, put your own together and get out there. And
absolutely. And
that out.
And this is another thing I want you guys to do. I know we spoke about don't panic as well. This is not the time to be lazy. This is the time to work. This is the time where time management means a lot right now. I can tell you right now, just a few days in the house, you know, I've been taking naps at 1 p.m. and have to get up. Don't follow my path, please.
Do not sleep till 1 o'clock.
Don't do that. I mean, just because I've been living on referrals and leads coming in, I've been closing deals, but still, even I have to ramp it up. But I'm just letting folks know that this is not the time to be lazy. This is not the time to treat it as a vacation. I mean, you just can't do that. Also, another thing I recommend that you do is also a perfect time to get healthy. Please get healthy. If you know people that that's a nutritionist, dietitian, whatever the case may be, this is the perfect time to build up your immune system. Regardless if you believe it or not, they're saying 60 to 70 million people would be affected by this, will catch COVID-19. You know, that's a lot of people, 50 to 60 million. And they're basically saying that 1% of that 50 or 60 million will pass away.
And that's scary.
And that's very scary. So if you know, like, I know my health, right? I've been watching, if you've been following me, you know my battles up and down with weight loss, where I've cut off fried foods, cut off drinking, smoking, and lay my nose. But that's a herb, though. That's an herb, so okay. Yeah, anyway, fried foods, bread.
Because
I got to make sure my immune system is on point.
I'm not changing the way I eat.
Yeah, but
no, I'm joking.
So if you know that about yourself, you have to step it up. Because let me be honest with you, if you don't make the transition now, If you can't make
why
a transition,
is my baby daddy calling me.
God, I'm blowing sorry, you up. Ahead. Hey, you know, he wants some of that quarantine.
Okay, no. Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, this is the time that you got your hey, big, what you doing, big head text?
No, those things don't come.
Those don't come?
No. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah, getting healthy should be your main priority, because if COVID-19 doesn't shift you, doesn't move you to a different direction, if you still have the same type of ideology, you know, Something is severely wrong with you, and I'm gonna question your
not
level
going
of thinking.
To say that.
I just think so because I know people think this is a hoax. I've been seeing folks trying to compare this to the flu.
The government has done so much to mess with people's minds. Media messes with people's minds. And so it just takes a little time for people to kind of realize that this is a big deal.
But this lets you know that folks don't pay attention to history. Like in 1916, it was the Spanish flu. Right?
I didn't
know 40 to 50 million people died in 1916.
I didn't know that.
Right. We're also talking the same government that was giving folks the Tuskegee Airmen syphilis. Like,
yeah.
We cannot be this naive.
No,
you know,
I got you.
Take this very, very seriously.
I think people are sick and tired of being manipulated.
Yeah, until they get sick, then what they gonna say?
No, I get it, but that's why they need trusted sources. You know that they can trust people. Like for me, I had to literally type in Facebook, to see real people who have lost family members.
I remember you doing. I saw that.
Yeah,
right.
Because all I saw was the media.
But I'm gonna say this though, to be perfectly honest with you, we don't need a trusted resource. What we need is to be prepared for the just in case. I mean, even if it's not true. Be prepared. Just be prepared. You know, if it's a hoax, hey, at least you're prepared.
Yeah.
Right? If it's not a hoax, guess what? At least you're prepared.
Yeah.
Stop trying to find reasons. Too many of us I'm seeing on Facebook is trying to justify their negligence, justify their lack of preparedness. Oh, it's a hoax, or all the CEOs retiring. I'm like, dude, if y'all don't got a bunker to go to, it doesn't matter what these 23, 30, or 30 CEOs who just automatically step down. If you don't have your own personal bunker, you know, why are you worried about the conspiracy if you're unprepared? Preparation should be your number one priority, regardless, so you don't have to look like a fool. You know, on Facebook. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we got folks live. What do you got to say? What are some of your people saying on your live, Erica?
A lot of people are saying that they have ideas. They've already been thinking on how they can birth new businesses, change up some of their services. But even if you're thinking about changing up some of your services, the biggest thing that I want you guys to take away from this is don't make any big changes right now. Tweaks to your business models are okay. Tweaks to a couple of, your services to make sure that you can meet the needs and the demands of your current clients and future clients is okay. But don't go make big changes right now. Now's not the time to make big life changes.
And don't go on as business as usual. If you can reserve cash, please reserve cash. And another thing, too, as well, you don't hear too many people talk about this, right? If you're a homeowner, this is the perfect time. Don't listen to people spread the feds and did this. Listen, if your credit is good, go refinance a house before they freeze everything. Go get you a home equity line of credit. Go get you $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 so you can have liquid capital at your disposal, because most of those payments you'll be paying back in interest anyway, but you might want to just go grab some of that cash so you can have it in your house. Do not listen to the fake. Everybody's a financial advisor on Facebook, right? I've been a licensed banker for 10 years. I've been in this industry for 10 years. And I'm telling you, one of the best things, and I got bankers right now that's on my on the live right now that can attest to what I'm saying. This is a perfect time to go get you a home equity line of credit. Right, this is the perfect time to go refinance your vehicle. You need to ensure that you're saving cash. So if you have the credit, go do it. Do not listen to everybody because you listen to a bunch of people that's living paycheck to paycheck giving you advice. And that's majority of Facebook. So sit down with your advisor. Sit down.
No, I'm just saying,
financial advice. I got a couple of clients out there giving out advice, and I'm just sitting back. With the D'Angelo face, are you serious? I'm telling you guys, if you don't believe me, go talk to your mortgage loan broker, go talk to your banker, but you have to reserve capital. I hope you guys understand what me and Erica has been really trying to talk about from the beginning. Organize, declutter, block out the noise. Reserve capital.
That means keep cash on hand. Get rid of those subscriptions that are not relevant to your business at this moment. If it's not relevant for you to operate, it's time to get rid of that. Another thing they were
You talked about faith, didn't you? You say something about faith? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another thing they were telling us to do is to minimize contributions.
You laughed and maybe cried. You've been listening to Tales from the Grind with Erica and Corey. Download this episode for uncut and longer versions. Tales from the Grind. Keep grinding.